everybody, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I'm Jamie, the mother.
And I am Lauren, the daughter. Jame, we're back. How does it feel?
It's so exciting to be recording again. Like, I'm excited, and I hope our two listeners are excited, too.
Two listeners? You know, we actually have, like, kind of, like, more than that. Like, apparently, I should check right now. But the last I checked, our podcast overall has had over, I think, like 5,000 plays.
I know. It's 5.2K,
which is like pretty good.
Yeah.
We're like famous.
We are. We have a grouping of, I mean, there's probably like consistent like 80 something people,
mm-hmm.
right? Listeners, individual.
Yeah. I feel like that's a lot. I don't know who those people are. Show yourself.
Right? Show yourself, right? It's so funny.
Yeah. Well,
so now. Oh. Now that you're back, we got to like kind of reintroduce ourselves again.
Yeah, I feel like we should. I just said I'm Lauren. For those of you who don't know, this is our second season doing this podcast. We started it last September after like a couple years of just like the thought brewing in our heads. We've always been both super into podcasts. We like a lot of the same ones. It's one of the things that we really like bond over, among many other things, hence why we have this podcast in the first place. So we just thought it would be like, finally it was like, I think it was just like the COVID times and just like needing to do an activity that like sparked joy for us and that we really looked forward to. That was just kind of like, I think then we were finally like, okay, I guess we should just, let's just do it. And since then, I think it's been really great. It's been a lot of fun coming up with ideas. And I think the best part is just like recording it every week and like talking things through. It's almost like therapeutic, I would say.
Well, tell a little bit about who you are and like.
Okay, that probably should have been where I started, but that's okay. So I'm Lauren Smith. I am 21. Crazy.
Ah.
I am a senior at the University of Illinois. I am studying psychology and creative writing. I do have a twin. I have a twin brother. His name is Max. He goes to Mizzou. Shout out Max if you're listening. He's a lot of fun. We have a lovely dog named Jack, who is the cutest thing ever, but he gives us a run for our money. He's a little crazy, but we love him. And what else? I'm graduating in December, which I'm sure I will talk a lot about in the coming episodes and just like talking through like what the next chapter looks like for me, and we'll maybe figure it out together. And I don't know, just a couple of my interests. I love to write. I love to read. Love podcasts, like I said. Music, I'm a huge fan. We both are of Taylor Swift, as I'm sure if you don't already know, you will soon find out. We talk about her a lot. I'm sorry, but also not sorry about it, because everyone needs to get educated. I love making Spotify playlists. It's a big passion project of mine. I'm a big foodie. That's like a big part of my life is eating and documenting the process and trying new restaurants and cooking and all of that. And it's definitely had some negative effects in my life, which I'm sure we'll talk about as well. And we have before. I don't know. I'm like, am I sharing now? I feel like I didn't share anything and I shared a lot. So am I missing anything that you think is worth sharing?
I mean, you're a very passionate person. You get very into things and you're really bright. And I don't know. I learn a lot from you all the time. Every time I talk to you, you're very bright and just have a really good way of looking at things, from a mature perspective. You've always kind of been like a, I don't know, 20-year-old trapped in a 5-year-old body you've always been like mature beyond your years, I think.
Well, thank you. I learn a lot from you all the time.
Thanks. Thank you. Well, and I am your mom, and that's probably one of the biggest ways that I define myself is mother, wife, camp director, and mostly in that order probably, because those are the things that I that I do and how I define myself. I don't know. I think I'm a fun person to be around most of the time. And very emotional. As I said here, I'm like tearing up. I don't even know why. Like, why would you even cry when you're introducing yourself? But I think it was on the piggyback of hearing you talking about yourself and all of that. As Lauren shared, we both love podcasts. We listen to them all the time. And I have become a more avid reader over the past year or so, and more so right now because I've been off from work a little bit. And so I've been like reading nonstop, and we'll share a little bit about that later on. And love music. I've always loved music and all types of music. But yes, Taylor is the queen. And what other things? I like to kind of surround myself with quotes. So I, you know, read a different quote and kind of inspires me. I'm a big quotes person. What else? I feel like I have some people, you know, I think that I have some friends that I've had for many years, a handful, lots of college, great friends from college, but have always really fallen back on the fact that family is the most important of all. Okay, so that was a little bit about me and you. So if you've never heard us before, now you have a little bit of an understanding of kind of who we are. And the next section that we always go into is our, what we call our lights. And that kind of gives us a recap of the past week. And they're lights because they're the highlights, things that happen in the middle that are sort of medium lights, and then our low lights of the week.
Can you tell them why we...
Oh, yeah, I'll tell. So okay. It was sort of a tradition. I'm not sure if it was like during junior high or high school that I kind of decided this would be a good way to talk about our week or the day, actually, to hear a little bit about how school was for you guys. So when you guys would come from school and we would make dinner, we would have dinner on the table. It was a good way to talk and have everybody go around at the table, at the dinner table, to share a little bit about their day. So we would say, what was your highlight of the day? What was your medium light of the day? And what was your low light of the day? And that way, Dad and I could hear about what was going on in your life and get to know you guys a little bit more on a personal level. I don't know if that sounds weird, but like not get to know you, but like, I mean, people are like, it was a good way to have conversation at the dinner table. You know what I mean? So, yes. So we wanted to carry that out into this podcast. So let's go ahead and talk about those for this past week. Sound good?
Sound good.
Okay. So, let's start with, I don't know. Should we start with the low light? Let's start with the low light.
Because we always start with the low light.
I am. I'm having like a memory issue because it's been a while since we've recorded. So anyway, low light. I actually truly cannot find a low light in my past in this week.
Wow. That's a miracle. Congratulations.
I mean, I think it's because I've been off of work and I've had some real good quality time with Dad. And it's just been like really great. We've done some fun things. We went to the city. We went to Lake Geneva. We've done a lot of fun things. So I don't actually, thank God. I'm trying to think. Maybe my allergies are like my only low light. And even that, I've been taking Zyrtec. So I'm okay. I'm not like sneezing up a storm. So it's okay. That's good. What about you? What was your low light of the week?
Does anyone want to take a guess at my low light could possibly be?
COVID.
Right on the money. So yeah, I feel like this has been a low light perpetually since we started this podcast, but it's just always COVID because COVID sucks. It's literally the worst thing ever. I'm sure everyone can relate to this. And it's just more frustrating because, you know, we all did that thing a little while ago and got that shot that's supposed to like cure this pandemic, and some people didn't get it, which if you're listening and you're not one of those people, maybe go change that and go get yourself a vaccine. But it just seems like it hasn't ended. And it's getting to the point where it's very frustrating. I'm getting that like COVID scare anxiety that, you know, I used to get a lot, and, you know, it subsided for a long time. And it's just annoying. And like this week, for example, I like had in my head that I had COVID, and there wasn't really a reason that I should have worried necessarily, but there are a lot of vaccinated people that are getting it. So I don't know, I like had this like tiny, tiny cough, and then I was like, okay, you know, might as well. We have this testing available on campus, and like it's there to use. So I just was like, okay. I mean, I kind of like didn't want to go because I didn't want to actually know, but I was like, okay, I should probably go. So I went, and I was fine, and like, thank God. It's just scary because I'm hearing of people who are starting to get it a little bit, and that is very nerve-wracking. And I really pray to God, knock on wood, that I am not one of those people. So just trying to do what I can. But also, like, I want to live my life, and that's really hard. So, and I'm sure many people can relate to this.
Sounds like a good episode.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about it a lot on this podcast.
I know, but it's like, even though it's changed, it hasn't, but like, you're right. Like, I think maybe some of your feelings about living your life, like, that might have changed a little. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about our medium. So I'll go first with my medium. So honestly, everything is just awesome and has been really great in terms of like this past week. So I'm going to label like our two excursions. I know this is weird, but our two excursions as kind of like my mediums, because we went to Lake Geneva and we really had a nice walk around the lake and had a great lunch, and we went to the city. Oh my God, Jared Fried. We saw Jared Fried.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's a great comedian out of New York, and we listened to his podcast, and we found him through a podcast and the whole thing, and that was super fun. I mean, I could go on and on. This whole like episode could be about my past week, but I've just had a lot of fun things that have gone on over the past week, and it's like been really great. So those are my mediums. The trip to, and even just hanging around and like watching TV with Dad, and we watched the series Succession, which was great, and we watched the White Lotus, which is kind of quirky, but we've had a lot of fun together. So all those things are my medium.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I love hearing that you guys are like making up for the lost time of this past summer that, you know, we're going to talk about in a little bit, but made us very busy, and like, it's hard to not have that quality time. So I'm glad that you guys did, and you did a lot of fun things that I'm very jealous about.
I don't know if anybody can hear my puppy in the background.
I hear the puppy barking. Very unfortunate, but we're going to have to, the show must go on. Sorry to everyone who had to hear that. So my medium light, kind of like encompassing good food and good friends. So like kind of along those lines, I've just been enjoying the time of like spending time with some of my friends here and just having like chill nights, watching movies and talking and hanging out. And also like something that I was struggling with a lot this summer was like, and I know I talked about this with you a lot, Mom, was just like feeling kind of like gross in my body because I wasn't like treating it the best in terms of like the food I was eating. So it feels nice. I've been cooking a lot of good dinners, a lot with my roommate, which has been really nice and fun. Like yesterday, my roommate's parents were in town for the football game, and they treated me to dinner at like a hibachi restaurant, and that was really nice, and I have leftovers, so that's going to be a great dinner. And yeah, just like, I've met a couple really nice girls too through some of my friends, like, I don't know, it just is nice to meet new people, even though like I am kind of nearing the end of my college experience. Like, it's fun to still hang out with people. It just feels like really nice to have all my friends are all living in like the same area, which has been a huge plus compared to like literally the past few years. It's just like been really hard to like make time to see people. So it's really nice to just like be close to people and spend time with them. And just like yesterday, I was like sitting and reading and we were doing homework, but we were like all together, which was just nice. So yeah, that's like my medium. It's just like all those things combined in the last few weeks.
Awesome. Okay, so here's my high. You'd think that my highlight would have been like all the fun things that I've just done. But I'm going to surprise you here. My highlight actually happened today on just such a whim. So I had to go to work and I was driving past the, and I was dressed like, actually not even thinking about it, I dressed myself like as if I was going on a workout. And so I was driving back home after I had to stop at camp and get something set up for a rental that we're having. I turned the car around and decided that I was going to go on a run. And I went to the Heron Creek, which is like a little forest preserve near my work. And it has awesome trails. And I went on a 3.1 mile run. And it was like, I have not run in a really long time. I'm not even sure. Maybe the last time I ran was with you. I don't even know if we ran all summer long together at one point.
Maybe we did not.
So I don't know when my last run was, but it felt really good. And I was just happy to be out there. The trails felt good. I was not that fast. I was running at like a 12 minute mile or whatever. And that's fine. Like, it doesn't really matter at all. I just, you know, it was kind of in the back of my mind that it's been something that I've sort of wanting to do. And I've been listening to another podcast. Probably my first podcast that I ever listened to was called The Two Gomers Run a Marathon or Run Whatever. Now they call themselves Runner's Block. Like, they're still the Two Gomers, but they have this podcast called Runner's Block. And every episode is about like a different block. So like, and they're all excuses on why you shouldn't run or exercise or whatever it might be, like, but theirs is about running. So it's like, this one that I listened to this morning was about like why it's so hard to go running in the cold weather. But it's really all, it just comes down to the fact that it's like all in your head. And nothing is actually that hard if you just like go and do it. You can wear mittens. You can like dress for the run. By a mile in, you're sweating anyway. Like, and we give ourselves all these excuses. And today I was like, you know what? I am done with that. And I want to go out there. And I enjoy that exercise. So I did it. And I felt really accomplished and proud of myself. So it's interesting because, I mean, I'm calling it my high. And you know what? It arguably would fall into any of those other things could have been a high because they were all so much fun. But I really wanted to zone in on this because it was something that I did for myself and haven't done in a while. And I just feel proud. So what's your high?
Well, I just wanted to, before I say my high, I just want to say that's amazing. You should be really proud of yourself. I'm proud of you for doing something for yourself. And like, just a reminder that like, you can do that any day. Wake up a half an hour early and do that. You know, it's just, I think all the time we make excuses. I mean, it doesn't always have to be working out. I think sometimes I actually do the opposite. I make excuses like to not work out. Like, I sometimes put so much pressure on that and like I could fill my time doing other things or whatever it is. Like, I think we're always making excuses of like why we shouldn't do things. And it's a reminder that like there are no excuses. Like, we're just, or like there are excuses and like we should be just doing.
I agree. I should.
That didn't come out right, but.
And I really like going to that actual trail and it's right by my work. So like, who cares if I'm like totally fresh and shot, you know, like completely cleaned and showered? I can fix myself up like there, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, throw on a little deodorant and like take a washcloth or something and like clean myself up at the sink if I really wanted to. Like, I could probably do that every day on my way to work. Yeah. It just requires getting up a little bit earlier. And compared to how I get up in the summer, like, it's nothing. So it's so silly. And I don't know. Or on my way home. Maybe that should be it. Maybe I should change there and go on my way home instead of going straight home, stop at the creek and whatever, and then go home. But it's nice to start your day that way. So I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I think whatever, like, listen to your body and like get it done. Anyway. Okay. So my high, I know I mentioned this to you the other day, but in one of my creative writing classes, which is already a really exciting class. It's a literary editing class, which is something that I have wanted more experience in. It's a very hands-on, like, it's more of like a practicum class than like a lecture class, or like putting together a literary journal, which is like really cool. But anyways, the head of the publication and the like department came to like talk to us the other day in class, and like we got to ask her a lot of questions about her career and like advice and just like how she's gotten to this point and all of that kind of stuff. And I don't know, I just was like sitting there and I was just feeling very inspired and like interested in what she had to say, which is just, and kind of just my high in general for these last few weeks have just been like going to class. I kind of think it's just easy to forget like how important it really is. And since like, I don't know, I just like I took it for granted like for like the last like 14, 15 years of my life, like going to class. And then once it was taken away from us, like I think it was just really easy to take the easy way out. My classes, and I just kind of didn't care about them, and it was just sad because like I actually do like school generally, and like in high school, I mean, I still talk about this all the time, like how privileged I was to have such amazing teachers in high school. And I just don't think my college experience is quite compared, and I'm sure I could talk about that for like a whole episode. But anyway, but that's besides the point. But just in general, like it's been really nice to go to class every day. The morale just seems very high. It seems like this, like people in my classes, like genuinely want to be there and are interested just as much as I am to learn. And I'm just glad that like for my last semester, like potentially as a student ever, like I don't know if I'm going to go back to grad school or anything like that, but like this could be my last time going to taking classes, which is so surreal. It's just nice to be able to go in person and have that experience.
I can imagine. I mean, I never had, you know, online classes at all. I don't even think we had lectures like that. Like it was all, everything was always in person. So I can't imagine like, you know, but I do feel like there's definitely been a loss, like even for college kids, like you want to have connections with other people in your classes and you want to like meet friends and whatever. And I just think that like, it's there's definitely, I mean, yes, you could learn online like this. There's obviously universities that are built around that whole kind of an experience, like, but it doesn't compare with the actual in person. So I'm glad.
Yeah, and I also just think like, I don't know, like I'm also the kind of person like I want to be doing work that feels meaningful and like not just work, busy work, like just to make it work. And I feel like most of the last year and a half has just been me doing busy work and like not getting anything out of it. And it's like a waste of like my time and money and effort. And like now it feels like the work I'm doing feels more important and like I'm making a difference, or not even making a difference, but like I'm getting something out of it. And so yeah, like that's just feels good. Hopefully other people can relate to that too. And my heart does go out to all of my friends or people I know that are teachers and are, especially like for younger ages and are like having these experiences first time in the classroom. So I know they're definitely not easy. So, yeah. Okay. So, just a little disclaimer. We talked about one of the things we wanted to like change about this podcast was like making the lights shorter. And of course we got nowhere near accomplishing that. So just, I think it's just like the first episode, we're getting into it a little more. So hopefully for the future, this won't be the case. But we do apologize for talking about ourselves for too long. So let's get into this week's topic.
Yeah. This week, our topic is just kind of summer 2021 memories and sort of like how the summer shaped us and where we're going next. So I don't know, we're going to kind of break it up into little, like I'll share a memory, you share a memory. Maybe some of them will be similar and we can just riff off of that because we probably have a lot of the similar memories. So as as we mentioned earlier, I am a camp director, and I am lucky enough to have watched my own kids grow up at one of our sister camps. And now my kids have gotten to the place where they were both on leadership with me this past summer. And it's kind of crazy because, you know, many people would say, oh, you know, your kids, whatever, like maybe they didn't deserve it because they're not that strong or whatever. And it's just so far from my mind because I would have only wanted these two people to be by my side in the roles that they had this past summer because they show me things and teach me things. And I feel that they brought so much to the admin team, both you and Max, like bring so much every day. You work really, really hard. You are out on the grounds doing your job to your fullest and coming up with ideas and helping plan things even from home versus just doing it there. You like use your time really well, and he does too. I mean, he even like had to be a counselor for one of the days, like, and you know, just rose to that occasion and actually basically offered it. So it's really cool to actually have that. And I think basically for the past, I don't know, 25, 26, or 20, I guess this was my 27th summer. Like I've pretty much feel like I've sort of given up my life for this job in terms of like, not my life, but like I don't really do much beyond working in the summertime. And I feel like I dedicate those months to this job. So it was really, I think most of my memories do surround myself around camp. And so I'm just going to like pick, you know, I feel like it was a summer of a lot of ups and a lot of downs, just to be honest. There were, it was a lot of challenges. I think kids that hadn't been with us in the summer before, so like in 2020, I think the 2021 summer brought unique challenges because it seems that for many kids, they had not been with other people beyond their family or maybe like their close pod of people through COVID. And so they had to really learn like from camp counselors how to be in a group and how to keep their hands to themselves and how to use nice words. And it was a real trying summer because I think the expectations from outside were that like they would just fall into place, and it was a reteaching, and it was a group of people maybe that hadn't had the experience of doing that before. Many of the counselors were new, and so that brings along challenges. But overall, I think the ups definitely outweighed the downs. And one of my proudest days was fell on, I think it's like midway in the summer, like in July. I think what week 6, we celebrated the camp's like 13th. Well, we called it the B'nai Mitzvah. In the Jewish tradition, 13 is like when you have your bar bat mitzvah, and we extended that a year. So we celebrated it this past year, which was like 13 plus, we said, and we made a couple of our like key players on the admin team came up with this idea to make these great t-shirts, and we wore them, and then we had just a really fun day celebrating. But it was also much of that day was spent in with people who came to look at our camp and go through the accreditation process, and we passed, and it was really exciting to have that all fall on the same day. Really special. And like at the end of the day, it's tradition at like a bar bat mitzvah that people go up on these chairs and they like kind of pick you up and put you down, and like, and Max
the hora
during the hora, correct. And Max he got me up on a chair and like asked everyone to like help carry me up and down, and it was so fun to be there doing that at that last day, or that day. really special. And then at the end of the day, you guys gave me like a really beautiful flower arrangement and we celebrated the accreditation. It was really nice. So that was one of my special memories.
Yeah. I guess to add on, this summer was something I had been like really like, I mean, every year I look forward to summer, but I would say like last year was tough, and it was just like that one thing that really got me through. And so it kind of like felt really surreal when it was finally there. And it was just one of those summers that felt really long and really short at the same time. Like, it honestly, like, by the end, I was like, okay, like, it feels like it could be over. I think it was kind of because the prior summer in 2020, it was only 5 weeks, and this was an 8-week, like, normal summer. So, like, those 3 weeks really, I feel like, made a difference. But at the same time, I feel like it was a summer that I personally grew a lot in terms of my leadership skills, and like that's something that I'm really proud of from this summer. I think like 2020 was more about like connecting, and I like really developed these amazing friendships, which I like maintained throughout the summer, and like also met some new people that I'm like super grateful for, and like really enjoyed like getting to know the summer, like being with like my camp friends and everything. But I think like this year I really focused on like honing in on my skills and like doing my best job to like make an impact on the CAM community, and like not, I don't know, like I think I struggled a lot of the summer with just that inner critic telling me that I didn't deserve it, kind of what you were talking about before. And like there were some moments where I really like wasn't sure if like I was deserving, or just like not feeling so great about myself and like the work I was doing, especially like, so for context, my job is to work with the CITs, or the counselors in training at camp, and they're 8th through 10th grade, and I love what I do. Like, it is seriously, like, I think it was a position that I really was made for me, honestly. Being a CIT myself in the past, and then being a counselor and like working with the CIT and mentoring them and everything. But like this summer was just hard because I think there was just a lot more going on, and my job doesn't have, to be honest, doesn't have much accountability. Like, it's very on my own. I don't work with like everyone else at camp a lot of the time, like really works closely with someone else, like on the leadership team. And which I mean, I like the fact that it's individual, but it doesn't, I don't know, it just gives me a lot of time on my own, which like is good in some ways, but in other ways it can be hard because I feel like I'm not getting that like instant gratification of like I'm doing my job well. And like, for example, I would like plan these CIT meetings, every week, and it would take me like a few hours, and I, you know, there were these meetings that were focused on like leadership training and all of that, and I was really proud of them, except one of them didn't go well, and like that wasn't my fault, but I was really proud of the work I did, but it didn't feel like gratifying because I didn't like people weren't really there to see it, and like an 8th grader isn't gonna really like tell, like give me the feedback that I would want, I guess. That makes sense. So I just kind of had to like trust what I was doing. And a lot of the time, you know, I think my first summer in this role, like you were present for a lot of more of the things I was doing, and especially in like these hard conversations I had to have with some of them. And this year it fell a lot more on my own, and I didn't really ask for as much help because I like wanted to challenge myself, and also not, I think also I just don't want to put more on your plate. And like, I felt like you were just so busy and like had so much going on. And so I feel like I really just took initiative and like didn't really ask. I just trusted that I was doing what was right, and I just kind of like did it. And, you know, I had some hard situations that I had to deal with, but I think I learned a lot from them, and I just kind of like thought quickly on my feet about what to do. And, you know, doing all the evaluations, like those were really like some of those were hard, but I don't know. I'm rambling a little bit, but I just I'm proud of myself for like my confidence growth. And just like, I don't know, just feeling like I made an impact. And it's like, whether like I got that feedback from who I needed to get it from or not, like knowing that in the end, like I helped, I made some sort of impact on a lot of these CITs. I mean, I had like over 40 of them, like in total, which is a lot. And they were, a lot of them were not in like the best, I don't want to say best place, that's not the right way, but to phrase it. But a lot of them, like this was their first experience in a leadership role and working with kids. Like most of them had never done either of those things. So just watching their growth and like knowing that I had something to do with it, whether they even realize, can pinpoint that or not. It just felt good. And I feel like the activities I planned were helpful and engaging, and just seeing them like interacting and making friends and making connections with the campers and like watching them and observing them in those roles. It was just, I don't know, it just made me feel good. And it felt like, I don't know, I feel like camp is all about like le door va door and like continuing that circle and passing it along. And I feel like I am like passing this torch on as something really special that I once got to do. And I think that's kind of like, you would say the same for like you, and the role that you have, Mom.
Well, like just kind of, just to like sort of, I guess, go back to what I'm most proud of, I guess, and I was sharing this with you before, is that I think that we've ultimately, like, I have to be proud of the kind of environment that we're trying to create. So by picking certain people and putting people in roles that fit them, and also working hard to create a place where people feel safe and comfortable, welcomed and trusted, and in an environment where people can trust other people and stuff, and laying all of that out. I think like ultimately that's what I have to hang my hat on, and like what I should be most proud of is that I have done that. I've set out to like create an atmosphere where people can trust me. They can trust other people. There's other people to go to that are all there for all of the right reasons, and making a safe environment where kids can try new things, staff can try new things, people can support each other. And really that's what I have to be so proud of. And I'm thinking back to like one of the nights where we actually decided that we were going to announce the like Maccabi Games as our big, but the Maccabi Games are like a highlight of the summer. Everyone looks forward to it. And we have the opportunity to pick certain people that have really risen to the occasion and have proved themselves on staff. And this year we did it in a way where we drove to their homes and like rang their doorbells and, you know, gave them the news that they were going to become Maccabi captains. And it was so exciting to drive around and to go to house and like bond with the people we were driving with and just like give all this energy like to the people that became the captains. And it was so exciting. And so I would love to hear what you would have to say, but that was definitely a highlight for me, doing it as a team and having everybody go together. Yeah. And it didn't interrupt the camp day, and it just like, it didn't really make people feel terrible that they weren't chosen. I mean, maybe there was a couple here or there, but during the camp day, it's just like, it's more of an interruption. And this way we could really focus on the kids during the camp day and focus on giving them this great news off, you know, not during the camp day. But what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say like, it was like one of the, hands down, like probably the best day of the summer. I don't want to like say that for sure, but it was really up there. But it was just so cool to like go to everyone's house and like surprise them out of nowhere. And like, they were just so happy. Like, I think a lot of people, like everyone that was chosen, like really deserved it. And like, it was just like, especially like the ones, like the reactions, like they were so excited. And it was like the longest day of our lives. Like, we started this journey. I mean, I didn't go home in between. Like, we started this journey at like, I mean, I got to camp at like 7 a.m. and we started our excursion at like 5 something, and we didn't get home till like 11:00. Like, we were driving for 5 hours across the entire North Shore, Northwest suburbs. Like, we went from like Highland Park to like Buffalo Grove to Libertyville to Lake Zurich to Tower Lakes, like places that people don't even know where they are. But it was just so fun. And like, I don't know, I don't have any words to describe it. Like, it was just amazing. Like, it was so cool. And then like, my friend Vicky, she had to like sleep it over at our house because she got locked out of the camp gate. Like, it was just a whole, like, it was so like tired. Like, you know, I was like, oh God, I'm gonna be so tired the next day, but like, it was so worth it. It's just like one of those things, you know, that was just worth it.
Really awesome. It was awesome. So, okay. So I think in summing up, obviously camp is like a very big deal for us. And, you know, there was one other thing that I wanted to add, and then I'll let you. Like, so one, I have only missed in 27 years, I think we figured out the number of like days that I've actually worked, but there's like 43 days in a camp summer, typically. Not in 2020, it was a little bit shorter, but it's 39 days of camp because you have the 4th of July, and then there's 5 days of staff training. So like, it's typically a 43-day summer. One time I missed because my grandfather died, and the funeral, like, I went to the funeral. Thank God. I mean, it was a very close person to me. It was my grandfather, so I did have to miss that day. But I'm just not someone that likes to miss camp. And as a camp director, I, like, obviously don't feel I can. The second one was when my mother-in-law passed away and we had her funeral. One of the things I regret most was that I stayed at camp the full day. I should have just left when I got the call that she had passed, so I could go be with my husband. And Corey, you know, this is one of the things that I regret most. Because I felt like I couldn't miss this job. It's sort of like a counted during tax season. Like, this is just like the days that you just don't miss. So I still feel really bad that I didn't leave that one day. And then there was a day where I had to leave because I actually came to work not feeling 100%. And when I got there, by the time I had gotten there, I think I had 101 fever or something. So that was like I went to work and then I went home. But anyway, I missed one day of camp this past summer because I was actually had a fever and sick, did not have COVID. I have to clarify that. But wasn't feeling up to speed. And, the camp ran perfectly without me being there. So like, to me, it just shows that like all the right people are in all the right places. And, you know, I'm a part of that, but it's not all about Jamie Smith. There's so much more to it and everyone else that's working really hard. And I do feel really good about the people that I had in the positions that I had them in, because I feel like this past summer, there wasn't anybody that I was like, oh, that person should be voted off the island. Like, I loved our whole team and it was awesome. So.
Ditto that. I was going to say the last thing about camp that was very bittersweet time was going along with Maccabi. So I actually fractured my arm at camp, which, like, I've never actually broken a bone. So, like, that was like the first crazy thing. I don't want to like bore everyone with the story, but basically it was during Maccabi. I was so excited because I was an advisor for one of the colors. So like, those are like, I don't want to say like it's above a captain, because that sounds really like entitled, but it's like the advisor is like someone on the administrative team who like is in charge of the color with the captains, and they just like help guide them through the process and all of that. And it was just really exciting because I was a Maccabi captain, and that was like one of the best and most special honors I had. So it was like special to be able to lead the color, and I was excited. I was on the red team, and I'd never really been red before except in juniors as a camper, and that was like modified Maccabi, so that was a long time ago. And so it was really exciting, and we had this really cool reveal. We were getting off a school bus. Like, all the captains were driving onto the campgrounds on a school bus, and all the campers were waiting for them to come out of the bus. And I was the first one because it was in color order. And so I was the first one off, and I was so excited. And I told, one of the captains and I like decided we were going to do like a cartwheel when we came out of the bus. He didn't do one, so I'm kind of mad at him for that because I had to. So I went for the cartwheel, and I think it was just the adrenaline and feeling really excited. I mean, look, I'm by no means a gymnast, but like I learned how to do a cartwheel and I've practiced it. And so I went for it, and I think I was just so excited, and I was like shaking of anticipation and excitement, so that when I went to hit the ground, I didn't have a good enough grip, so my arm like bent a weird way, and I remember feeling like that did not feel right. And I stood up and I was like, oh my God, like that really hurts. It actually hurt like my wrist more in the moment, but it ended up like traveling up to my arm. And so I remember like we all went to like break off in our colors and everyone was like learning the cheers. But before that, I was like putting on a smile. I was like, yeah, but I'm like, this doesn't feel right. And like I was trying to tell my mom, I was like, I do not, like, I think I just really hurt myself. And you were like, ah, like you weren't really like paying attention because you didn't, I guess, like realize the severity. And then I'm like sitting down. And I'm like, yeah, I felt like super lightheaded. And I was just like, this doesn't feel right. And then nurse came, patched me up. Then I was like, time to go perform the Maccabi Captain dance, which I had a big part in. I made this dance up. I made this song. I put it like together, like a mashup of different songs. And I was like really excited about it because I have had like a history of like performance anxiety, and so I was like actually kind of feeling good. And then once this happened, I was like, there's no way I can go out and do this, because if I was already like a tad bit nervous, like I couldn't do it, and I just wasn't feeling good. And then I couldn't perform, and then I was like, I think I need to go get an x-ray. So we went to the I told you I talked way too long, went to the Illinois Bone and Joint, got an x-ray, and it didn't like fully show anything, but it was pretty certain that it was a hairline fracture. So that was just really unfortunate. And so like the following days I had to wear a sling. It was like a few days before my birthday. And I was like, this is just perfect timing. Like, of course this would happen to me. Like, this is just right on par with the luck that I have. But you know what? We won Maccabi anyway, which was just like, that was like one of the best feelings that we won. Cause like, that's really exciting. And you know, my arm now, so like, I couldn't like, it kind of gradually got better. Like by the next week I was out of the sling, like fully. And now it's like almost better, but not quite. Like right now, if I could touch the area that like hurts, it would hurt. And like, sometimes if I like rotate it, like a lot of times if I'm like leaning on my side and like going to reach something for my nightstand, it'll hurt. But I'm definitely trying to regain the strength back. I'm hoping to be able to like start like lifting weights and stuff and doing those kinds of things soon. But it's definitely improved a lot. Like a few weeks ago, like I couldn't even like straighten it fully, and like now I can. So that's progress. But like that was just, yeah, you're making the motions. I'm talking way too much. And yeah, that was just, it was a crazy time.
It was, but so much fun. So other highlights of the summer.
I mean, yeah, that just kind of like leads us into like, I guess like the birthday weekend that was really special. So yeah, I celebrated my 21st birthday, very long time coming. But now it feels
why long time coming,
because I am an August birthday. And for those of you who have a summer birthday or late birthday, like, you know, it's a struggle. Like I remember getting my license and waiting around for that was really challenging. And I feel like this is kind of like the last milestone birthday that it's like kind of waiting to turn the age. Usually as you get older, you actually like don't want to turn the age. So I think that'll work to my advantage like down the line. But it was definitely hard. I mean, not as hard because it was like COVID and like people weren't really going to the bars or being as social anyways. It didn't really like hit me till I would say the last few months. It was really exciting. I went downtown both nights, spent the first night with my camp friends, which was really special because we were also celebrating the end of camp. So that was a lot of fun. And then the next day, my extended family from Texas flew in, and we went out to dinner, and we all in the city, we all celebrated. And then I got to be with my friends from home, my high school friends. We went to like a bar in the city and got to celebrate with them. So overall it was just really special. Can't really complain much about this particular birthday and feels good to be 21. And yeah, I would just say, like, overall, like, the summer was just a lot of quality time, family and friends. It's always nice to be home. And it was definitely busy, like, a lot of time at camp. It was, especially those last few weeks of camp, were just so much going on. And, like, it was definitely exhausting and draining, but, you know, I wouldn't have traded it for anything. It was just a lot of fun. And I don't know, I really just feel like I can be my best self when I'm at camp and when I'm with people that make me feel like I can be my best. And that includes my camp friends and my family and all of that. So that was just special.
Well, I would add that, the summer was really cool because we also got to work with Zoe Friedman, who's Max's girlfriend. And we got to know her on, like, a work level, but also just, like, on such a personal level. And I feel like she is so great for him, and she just gets our family somewhat. I mean, it seems like it. And one of the things that I'll, like, always probably remember was when we were at the restaurant for your birthday, and it was, like, my parents and my sister and her whole family, and my nephew Brooks, who's your cousin, was like, Zoe, you should make a toast too, because everyone was, like, making toasts. And it was so cute. Like, actually, she got up and spoke about you and Max and wished you a happy birthday and, like, you know, said something really nice about both of you and everything. And our
family. And your, and, like, our family as a whole, I would say, was, like,
and our family as a whole. And so just to, like, have that kind of a person that could do that after just meeting some of these people for the first time. And feeling like, she just fits in, like, a really nice addition to this group, and a little puzzle. Her puzzle piece fits so nicely in with our family. So it was great to get to know her like that. And I loved yesterday. We actually, like, FaceTimed all together with her too. She was, like, on our family FaceTime. So anyway, shout out to Zoe. If you're listening, you're great. And of course, as the mom of this little family of four, and five with this doggy over here on his pillow, it was just really nice to have everybody home, and I get the extra benefit of working with everybody too. So I spent quite a nice amount of time with you and Max, and summer was great because of all of that. So those were my summer memories in a nutshell. And I don't know, did you want to say anything else in terms of the memories?
No, I would just say, like, it was just a really special summer, and I feel like you have created such a positive place to work, for everyone involved. And I really think that, you know, there were some really challenging things that we had to deal with, but I would say that we all, you know, you grow through what you go through, you get stronger, and, you know, I'm really trying to, you know, soak in the positive things and, like, trying to take that with me into this semester too. Like, that mentality of just, like, soaking up the positive as much as I can.
I like that. And I think that, like, that would be nice for people who obviously have no connection to us through our camp or any of that, since we spent a lot of time talking about it. But I think that you can see that. I love how you just said that you grow through what you go through, and, like, the adversity and the challenges, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And we definitely had some things that we were challenged by. There was COVID. There was the challenges that, you know, happened because the kids were coming back to a place where they either had never been before, and there were rules and social norms and all of this other stuff, and getting along with a group. And then we also had staff that, you know, couldn't commit to the full summer, so we didn't really even have a full team every single day. We had a lot of challenges with people not showing up and having to hire people late in the game and all of that kind of stuff, which brought some challenges. We had people quit in the parking lot, crazy enough. So it's just, you know, it was a lot of adversity, but we did learn and we did grow. And I believe that we are stronger because of it. So that was a lesson for everyone to take
away. We'll take those things with us for the next summer too.
That's right. Woohoo, 2022. Registration opens pretty soon, everybody. So
yeah. Yeah, sign up.
So what's the next piece we always go into is what we're into for the week. So I think we're ready to talk about something that we're into.
Yeah, we can just wrap up. This is kind of how we like wrap up every episode, whether it's like a product, a thing, piece of media or whatever, like just something that we are into and that we enjoy and we want to share it with you guys so that we can give you some recommendations. Do you want to go first?
So I have a couple, but I'm going to try to stick. So like it, I have been really getting into a really great guy named Harry Styles.
I was going to talk about Harry Styles too.
Oh, gee. Really? you were like, you had started really getting into him too. I know you considered yourself like a One Direction fan back in the day, but you know, he was somebody, I mean, I remember it really enjoying him on Saturday Night Live when he hosted, and like he was also really great at acting and he's not bad on the eyes. And for so many different reasons, he's just like awesome guy. And so I have gone down such a rabbit hole, including listening to his self-titled album as well as Fine Line. And that's the second album of his solo career. And I have also been just like going down these rabbit holes of watching all these videos of him and appearances and interviews. And so I'm a big Harry Styles fan now. And it's not, you know, there's obviously a link too because he dated Taylor Swift and you know how much we love her. So, and they each have songs about each other. It's just like perfect.
Yeah. It's funny because that was like what I was going to say too. And I actually started getting into Harry Styles, like I would say the beginning of this year, like 2021, because I made it a goal to like expand my music taste beyond like, because I would say, like, my music taste was pretty, like, all over the place. But then once I got into Taylor Swift, she was, like, really all I was listening to. And I knew that, like, you have to appreciate, like, there's so much good music out there. And like, you can't limit yourself as much as you really can because Taylor Swift can do anything.
Right, because there's, like, so much content.
But anyways, let's stop there because we'll just keep going. He was just kind of like a natural link for me, especially because a lot of there's a lot of crossover with like Harry Styles fans and Taylor Swift fans, not just because they dated, but I don't know. I just think there's a lot of people, their music styles are pretty similar. So yeah, I've been really into him this whole year. And then I recently kind of just got back into like One Direction because like my mom said, I was like, I did call myself like a directioner back in the day, but like, I don't really think I knew, like, I just think it was, like, a trendy thing to do, and I didn't actually listen to, like, a lot of the music beyond, like, all their hits, and now I've kind of gone back and, like, started listening to their, like, albums as a whole, and just, like, realizing, like, they actually have really good music, and...
Is it your favorite, like, when you think about all of the, like, if you look at
all... Yeah, I mean, I think, like, my favorite back in the day was, like, Zayn, I don't know why, but, like, Harry, I just think, like, him and like probably like Niall, like I feel like they just like carried the band. I feel like he probably did a lot of the writing of a lot of the music, and yeah, I mean their songs are just really catchy and good. I could go on and on about like some of my new favorites that I've discovered, but I actually like made a playlist that you can check out on my Spotify. It's called "Took Me Till 2021 to Come Down with One Direction Infection," so look it up if you'd like to listen. And yeah, well, I was actually gonna like use this whole Harry Styles thing as a part of my low light, but I didn't because it's just like annoying. But it was a whole thing because we were maybe gonna go to the concert that's in Chicago and it just didn't work out how we wanted it to, and it's a big bummer because I don't know when he's gonna be on tour again because he hasn't like made new music since Fine Line, and that came out over 2 years ago. I mean, I'm sure he's working on something, but
I'm sure he is.
It's disappointing, but just have to listen to his music in the meantime and watch some stuff. And, like, who knows? Maybe he'll have, like, a concert. He'll, like, it'll be, like, a concert video, like how, like, Taylor Swift has those and a bunch of people do. Billie Eilish just came out with one. So never know. But, yeah, he's a great guy. I think he also – his music is pretty timeless. Like, I think people who – like, I think he draws a lot of inspiration from like some older artists.
I just read, I mean, on one of those interviews, he's really close with like Stevie Nicks, like actually.
Yeah, no, like Stevie Nicks, David Bowie, yeah. A lot of those people, Paul McCartney, like a lot of those people he draws.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones. I mean, he's just, he's very, very cool and kind of a throwback in his,
yeah,
you know, in his
style. Yes, and it also translates to today as well. So that's why it's really good. And I also want to like start shipping him and Olivia Wilde. So I got to like look into their relationship a little bit more because I'm sure it's very cute. Anyway.
All right. So we also, we just wanted to kind of share a little bit that just some of the direction, direction the podcast is going to go into. We're going to really, we're really going to take a big leap and try to get some microphones for ourselves. So I'm excited about that, to like actually have a microphone to talk into, and that'll be great. We talked about having like an episode of a month that would focus on like a theme around a word and kind of just like where that takes us. So that's pretty exciting. What else do you want to share?
Yeah, we also want to like expand our guests for this season of the podcast. I know last year we had a lot of like close family members and friends in the podcast as guests, and like we definitely want to continue with that because I think those are episodes that people have really enjoyed, and we really enjoy recording them and like hearing their perspectives. But we also want to kind of expand our guests to people that we think our listeners and us too could learn a lot from. And people who have different kind of career paths and have something to offer to, like, I guess, the LMLD community. So if you think that's you, or you know someone who you think would be a great guest for us to have on the podcast, let us know. We're going to try to reach out to some people that we think you guys would really like to hear from. And so, yeah, that's something I'm really excited about. Hopefully we'll kind of, like, follow through with that, and we'll have some really cool people on this year.
Sounds great. So really excited about season two. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, this episode is over an hour. I'm looking at the timestamp and apologize for it being really long, but I think it's just like this intro. We had a lot to get out, a lot to share with you guys. So we appreciate you bearing with us if you've made it this far.
We're looking forward to a great season ahead. Lauren, so great to be back in action with you here.
So honored to be here with you, Jame. And excited about what's in store for Like Mother, Like Daughter.
Right. So. Please, we're asking like as a plea, share this. You know, if you have somebody that like you think might get something from this, please tell your friends. Because we really do want to grow the community a little bit more. And so also rate, review, subscribe to us on wherever you listen to your podcasts, and you know, share, like us on our social medias, and please, you know, let other people know about how great it is, and take care of yourself and others.
Yeah, we love you guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.